This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton over to Paul Joseph Watson here in 5 minutes, but I've got all these videos. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. I'm going to cover them a lot tomorrow morning on the American Journal. I'll be hosting that. Christy Lee is going to host the War Room for me this afternoon. But, I mean, crazy stuff happening in Israel. You've got crazy stuff happening where people that work in the ports where they can't get the cargo in are doing videos explaining what's going on. Social media influencers that were paid to promote the vaccine and then got the vaccine now have Bell's palsy. Just massive crime waves happening in Chicago. Pilots dying mid-flight. Vaccinated pilots dying mid-flight from heart attacks from the vaccines, too. So I just don't have time to cover all of it today. We got to a lot, but we couldn't get to all of it. But I will play these two videos. You know what? Actually, let me play the video, guys. Let's actually do this. This is too big to pass up. Let's play this report in clip 7. American Airlines pilot, fully vaccinated, dies from a heart problem mid-flight. Here it is, clip 7.
American Airlines pilot died in mid-flight of natural causes. That's according to this morning's autopsy report. The jet was heading early Monday from Phoenix to Boston. The co-pilot took command when the captain got sick. He made an emergency landing in Syracuse, New York. Chris Van Cleve at Washington's Reagan National Airport has audio of the crisis in the sky. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Situations like this where the pilot dies mid-flight in the cockpit are very rare. The FAA says only
not going to be that rare much longer.
Pilots have died mid-flight in the last 21 years.
I bet six will die in the next year.
Aboard that American Airlines flight, they had no idea of the drama unfolding behind the flight deck door.
Medical emergency. Captain is incapacitated. Request handling for runway 10 landing.
That's the co-pilot of American Airlines Flight 550 preparing to divert to Syracuse, New York's airport.
All right, are they going to have a way to get into the airplane quickly, or do we need to go to a gate?
They will have a way to get into the airplane quickly.
As long as they have a way to get on the airplane quickly, we'll need them to get to the captain. Thank you.
Syracuse police say when medics boarded the plane, it was too late. They found the flight's 57-year-old captain, Michael Johnston of Phoenix, Arizona, dead. 147 passengers and 5 crew were on the overnight Phoenix to Boston flight.
And the plane, like, all of a sudden started descending pretty quickly, and no one really thought anything of it at first.
All we saw was the fire trucks, the EMS, everything out there, and we're like, well, we thought he was just sick, but then we find out later on that he's passed.
I think the airlines...
I know, wait, hold on. No, keep playing there, Paul, hold on.
None of us will know, but that co-pilot did a great job.
Johnston's wife, BJ, says her husband had a history of heart problems.
All right. That's okay. Guys, go ahead and pull it down. Okay, so the crew is telling me this is from 2015. So I apologize because Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Ruby were covering this, and Jane Ruby said she talked to people that worked on that airline and that they told her that the pilot was vaccinated. So I don't know if our lines are getting crossed and I played the wrong report or if they were covering something else, or maybe they got bad information. So I apologize if that's the case. We don't fake news here. So we'll make sure we get that figured out. I wanted to play that anyway. But there you go. So I'm not sure what the case with that is. I was going off a Stu Peters, Jane Ruby report that said that that pilot was vaccinated and died. And they did say he died from a heart problem. But I must have missed the date on that video. So again, we don't fake news here. That's just the case. So there we go. We'll just pull back from that. Guys, but go ahead. This is definitely from recently. This is clip 3. A nurse who was escorted out of her job for not taking the vaccine. Here it is.
Being escorted out of UCLA for standing up for medical freedom, despite coming to work, willing to work. And I just can't believe that this is what they're doing right now. And I'm going to fight for all of us out there, and I will continue to fight. And this is not okay. Came to work despite being unvaccinated, willing to work for patients, to help out staff, And this is how.
And so here's the lesson to be learned here. Oh, nurses, heroes last year, now zeros, and treated like dogs and slaves the next year. That's the New World Order approach. Oh, yeah, we love you. You're great. You're great. And you think you're buddy-buddy with them. And then, oh, next turn of the calendar, and all of a sudden you're the zero, and you're getting replaced. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast to get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Joseph Watson is about to take over, and I wanted to say hi to Paul quickly here and before he takes over, because Paul had a tweet yesterday that caused so many liberals' heads to explode that there were measurements on the Richter scale across the planet. Here was the tweet that I almost spit my coffee out reading. Christopher Columbus was merely spreading diversity. Oh, my gosh, that grand old phrase of spreading diversity, but if it's Christopher Columbus, it's no good, because we all know what the indigenous people were doing here in the West was much more sane and palatable than what Christopher Columbus was doing or would have done. So, Paul, congratulations. You blew the liberals' mind with that tweet, and you made me spit out my coffee, but I wanted to salute you for that hilarious comedy. Paul Joseph Watson takes the Alex Jones Show over. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, there was actually a TV show on Irish broadcast television last week where one of the guests celebrated diversity, but he made clear that diversity, specifically in Ireland, meant no white people. He literally laughed and said white people are going extinct in Ireland, and that's a good thing. So if you talk about that in a way in which you ask the question, is importing, for example, the third world into Europe going to change European countries, maybe in a bad way, then you're an evil racist, a white supremacist, even a domestic terrorist. But if you praise that and say it's a good thing, then you get rewarded. You get invited to Davos, the World Economic Forum. So very interesting dichotomy on demographic replacement, how it's talked about, how it's discussed in the media. And in fact, I've got a story on that as it relates to the French presidential election, which I'll get into later on in the show. Also, we've got an update on Dave Chappelle being cancelled. Surprisingly, Netflix has stood by him despite the fact that pink-haired obese social justice warriors are literally marching into Netflix headquarters and demanding his cancellation, the deletion of his Netflix special. Going to get into that later on in the show, though. Of course, we're going to start with this little matter of this virus that's been circulating the world for the past 18 months that you may have heard of. And the fact that it's never going to end. People think if they just took the shot, they'd get back to normal. If they just social distanced, they'd get back to normal. If they took the vaccine, if they wore the mask, they would get back to normal. Doesn't appear to be the case. This is a headline which went up earlier today. We're still in phase one of the pandemic, Yale University professor warns. This is Nicholas Christakis, who said in an interview with Sky Television on Monday night, to be safe now, because with the original strain, we could have gotten by within a much smaller percentage, but the virus has become much more infectious. And he basically says that the pandemic is only in the beginning of the end of the first phase, and that the pandemic is going to last until at least 2024, another 3 years at least. Quote, when the world will have suffered a lot more casualties, that seems to have been said with some kind of bizarre fetishist relish, than it would have with a better exit strategy. And, of course, he blames the people who didn't get the vaccine. Not enough people are getting the vaccine. Not enough people are complaining. So they're going to extend this for another 3 years just to punish you. But wait a minute. The majority of people in most European countries and now in America have got the vaccine. They did roll over and comply. No, they're going to still wear the mask. They're going to still social distance. In Canada, we see domestic travel being banned for the unvaccinated, and they're going to roll it on. They're going to continue it for at least another 3 years because not enough people complied. Meanwhile, in Australia, where, in fact, I saw a video clip about an hour ago of Kerry Chant, that is the scorning public health official of New South Wales, who says you can't talk to your friends and neighbours because it might spread COVID, now coming out and saying that mask wearing, at least indoors, is going to continue for, quote, years longer, bearing in mind now in Australia, in Victoria, in New South Wales, in Queensland, in these other states, they're at least starting to lift the COVID restrictions, at least for the vaccinated. But now we see that the plan seems to be have a factor of continuance that's going to go on for a number of years. Yeah, headline out of Summit News, Australia building quarantine camps for, quote, ongoing operations. Why are the camps being built? And this one in particular, by the way, is not even going to be completed until next year. So think about that for a second. They're starting to lift the lockdown restrictions in Australia, in New Zealand, having admitted that the zero COVID strategy is completely impossible, unobtainable, and disastrous. Yet they're building quarantine camps that won't even be completed until next year. If you thought this was winding down, then you can think again. But who are these camps being built for? Well, I asked the officials there in Queensland, and one of the categories of population who the camps were being built for was, quote, those who have not had access to vaccination. In other words, the camps are being built for the unvaccinated. Despite some states tentatively beginning to lift lockdown restrictions, Australian authorities are building quarantine camps that won't be completed until next year in order to prepare for, quote, ongoing operations and to house those who have not had access to vaccination. This is in relation to a 1,000-bed quarantine facility, and it's called Well Camp, outside Toowoomba, which is an area in Queensland, Australia. It's going to be fully completed by the end of March 2022, so you're talking at least another 5 months' time. They're going to roll out 500 beds by the end of December, according to this report. And it's going to be used for domestic travelers returning from COVID hotspots, which again indicates that those restrictions are not going to be lifted anytime soon. The camps are split into different zones and they accommodate singles, doubles and family rooms. Yes, you can stay at the detention camp with your family members. They're nice like that. And they'll be patrolled by police and security guards 24/7. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles said the camps were for people who, quote, have not had access to vaccination. He added, quote, we anticipate there to be a continuing need for quarantine facilities. Bearing in mind we had the Yale technocrat, who I just mentioned before, who said the end of sight of the pandemic wouldn't even come into view until at least the end of 2024. They've got a 12-month lease on the land for this new quarantine camp with an option to extend it for 12 months after that. Another 1,000-bed quarantine facility is also being built outside Brisbane Airport. So again, we've seen this massive tyranny in Australia. We've seen pregnant women being arrested in front of their kids for posting about a protest on Facebook. We've seen, as I mentioned before, Kerry Chan talking about people not being allowed to talk to their friends and neighbours. We've seen police brutality on a scale that you haven't seen in a developed country for decades and decades. Australians finally thinking that's going to be coming to an end. No, it isn't. They've got the camps ready for years to come. Meanwhile, over here on Airstrip 1, Sky News, bearing in mind here in the UK, or at least in England, the coronavirus restrictions have largely been lifted, at least if you want to stay inside the country. If you want to leave the country, you've got to jump through 20, 30 flaming hoops. But at least they've been almost entirely lifted in England itself. And yet we see headlines like this. COVID-19 New Year's Eve firework display over Thames in London cancelled due to coronavirus. But wait, there aren't any coronavirus restrictions. Why are they cancelling the fireworks display set to take place on December 21st? We've got football stadiums in this country full of 70,000 people. I went to a Sea Life Marine Centre about a week ago, which is underground. They ridiculously claim that you have to maintain social distancing. Everyone's packed in there. The vast majority of people in there weren't wearing masks. It's kind of blown over to a large extent in England, again, because the restrictions have been lifted. And yet the annual New Year's Eve firework display over the River Thames in central London has been cancelled for a second year because of COVID. 100,000 people usually attend the event. Again, we've got 70, 60,000 people attending football games in central London, in Manchester, in all these other major cities, and yet they're saying the fireworks event for December 31st in October has already been cancelled. Gee, why do you think that could be? Could it be because they're planning another winter lockdown? Surely not. We'll talk about that and more on the other side. Summit.new.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Alongside the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine passport in many different countries all over the Western world, of course, the rollout of the QR code, which was initially tied to the NHS track and trace system back a few months ago. That's no longer compulsory, at least in England. But we do have the convenience now of the QR code, which has now been ensconced as the new norm when it comes to table service. When you go to a restaurant or a pub, instead of having to queue at the bar, instead of having to fight for the attention of the server, the waiter at the bar or at the restaurant, you can just go and sit down, scan the QR code on your phone, get up the menu, select what you want to order, and pay for it all on your phone. Very convenient. Very convenient. Apart from when you think about it, with the social credit score that we now have in the West, and bearing in mind, it's not coming, it's already here. We literally have hospitals in the United Kingdom saying that if you're designated as a racist, a sexist, or a homophobe, you'll be denied health care in the United Kingdom. That was passed last year. We have people in America and now numerous different hospitals being denied kidney transplants because they didn't take the coronavirus vaccine. Well, how far does that go? It's not coming, it's already here. They're going to use the QR code, which everyone is going to get dependent on in this cashless society, with bars, restaurants, museums, shops everywhere in major cities banning cash, not accepting cash. That's going to be the only option. But when you've said something spicy, maybe about the next president, Kamala Harris, maybe on Facebook, maybe you've done a tweet which some people deem racist, maybe you're no longer allowed to own a phone because you're on the social credit score blacklist, and then you can't use the QR code. If you have to use the QR code to buy and sell, and you don't have the approved mark of the beast, well, maybe you can't buy and sell. The moment is very convenient, but in the future, if you're literally banned from owning a phone, if your cell phone company says, well, you've been banned by Facebook, you've been banned by Instagram, you've been banned by Twitter, why should we provide you service? Just a private company, right? They can do what they want. No cell phone service for you. No phone for you. No QR code access for you. Now you can't buy food. It's a slippery slope, and it's already here in terms of literal health care. They're denying people health care because they haven't complied with the vaccine. And in fact, we have a headline about that today out of summit.news. Of course, we had the story last week of the hospital in Colorado denying the woman who's in stage 5 renal failure a kidney transplant. And 2 more hospitals demand mandatory vaccination before allowing organ transplants. It's all very progressive. 2 more hospital systems, the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals, have announced they won't perform organ transplants unless both the donor and the patient have received the COVID-19 vaccination. Again, you don't have the option to provide a negative test, despite the fact that people who are vaccinated can still spread the virus, and people who have antibodies are 27 times more protected than people who've just had the vaccine. No, the negative test option
has been removed, which again goes to the point that it's not about public health, it's about mass compliance. The revelation follows the news that Colorado's UCLH Health denied a woman who was in stage 5 renal failure a kidney transplant because she refused to take the clot shot. Now, Cleveland Clinic has followed suit, as well as the UH Transplant Institute, releasing a similar statement saying it will begin requiring COVID vaccinations for its patient population. So it's not even whether you're allowed to buy or sell, it's whether you're allowed to have health care. And I linked to the article, by the way, from last year in the United Kingdom, because some people didn't believe it. They actually passed the new rule in NHS hospitals, government socialized health care, where the nurses and the doctors can deny health care to patients deemed sexist, homophobic, or racist. Which, of course, you know, by this point is basically anyone. There's a video I saw earlier today where people, I think it was an NFL game, began chanting F Joe Biden, and a woman in the stands complained that that was racist. So maybe in the future, if you criticize Kamala Harris, you'll be called racist because she's, what, half Indian, half black. You'll be denied healthcare. You'll be denied access to the QR code. You won't be able to buy and sell. But it's not mandatory. No. Meanwhile, in Wales, they've just imposed the tyranny of the Green Pass, the vaccine passport, based off a completely dodgy vote. We've got a video on this, the truth about the Welsh vaccine passport. Let's go to this clip right now. Here it is. In what's being called a shambles, the vaccine passport scheme passed the Welsh Parliament by a single vote after a Tory representative was unable to log into a Zoom call. People in Wales will now have to present their medical papers as a condition of entry to nightclubs and other venues from Monday onwards. All because of a dodgy vote that the government won by 28 to 27. But one that should have been a tie if Conservative member of the Senate, Gareth Davies, had been able to vote.
And third, we still have a member who's desperately trying to get into Zoom, cannot get in.
No. Darren Millar, we are holding the vote.
No. What kind of democracy is that? What a farce. To be clear, if the vote had been 28 to 28, which it should have been, the vaccine passport scheme would have been defeated. The government would have lost the vote, but they didn't let him vote.
No.
Some of the blame also has to lie with Gareth Davies himself. If it's such an important issue, which it is, don't rely on technology. Stop being lazy and show up in person to vote. Nighttime Industries Association Wales, which opposes the plans and represents 100 venues in the country, called it a shambles and said there should be an urgent revote. A spokesperson said it was a democratic outrage that one MS who wanted to vote and who would have voted against the proposals could not due to a mere technical error. This shambles will cause even more uncertainty for our businesses. After they won the dodgy vote, the Welsh government justified it by asserting that England's going to introduce vaccine passports anyway, despite the fact that a cross-party committee concluded they'd be discriminatory and should be scrapped, and despite the fact that a similar scheme in Scotland completely failed on the first day of its intended rollout. Remember, they're trying to eliminate the option to provide a negative test, despite the fact that people who are vaccinated can pass on the virus anyway, proving yet again that vaccine passports are about enshrining mass compliance, while moving the West towards a social credit score system that makes communist China look tame in comparison. There you have it. That's what happened in Wales. If the vote had been tied, as I said in the video, the government would have lost the vote. The vaccine passport would not have been implemented. Yet because this one member had a technical snafu and wasn't able to vote, they just went ahead and implemented it anyway. And now, as of yesterday, anyone entering a nightclub or a large venue in Wales has to prove that they've taken the clot shot. Absolute purebred tyranny. We'll be back on the other side. Summit.news. Don't go away.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking 3 products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, deep breath crystal iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have down and out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we've had a lot of hysteria and fear-mongering, as have you over in America, about empty grocery shelves, about fuel shortages, about rolling blackouts. They've blamed the pandemic over in the UK. They've blamed Brexit, despite the fact that grocery shelves in Brussels and numerous other European countries are also empty. And they've tried to make out that maybe it's a temporary thing, but maybe not. Maybe it's a longer-term thing, and maybe it's part of the new normal. They're kind of shifting out the narrative of blaming the temporary reasons of Brexit, of the COVID pandemic, into socially engineering Americans and Europeans, the empty grocery shelves, rolling energy blackouts, low energy in general, fuel shortages, petrol, gas shortages, are going to be part of our lives going forward. This is not by accident. This is part of the Great Reset that they've had as a plan in place for many, many years. And I made a video earlier talking about this. We'll come back and talk about it as it relates to how CNN is covering it on the other side. But here is the video, the truth about the green economy. Here it is.
The UK shut down most of its coal plants due to global warming because fossil fuels are bad and cause global temperature increases. But because there's a polar vortex coming marked by severe cold temperatures, we won't have enough energy to get through the freezing winter because global warming caused us to shut down the coal plants. What? If you're trying to figure that one out, don't bother because it makes no sense whatsoever. Being dependent on expensive foreign imports of natural gas simply to heat our own buildings because renewable energy is completely useless and can't meet the demand. We get a few weeks of the wind not blowing and we're forced into an energy crisis. Wonderful! We're trying to power a nation on glorified windmills and subpar solar panels, while China burns half the world's coal. China is tripling its capacity to make fuel out of coal, while we're freezing our bollocks off. And who do the environmentalists, Greta Thunberg, Extinction Rebellion, Insulate Britain, who do they blame? Where do they say the problem lies? With us, zero carbon policies are hurtling us towards 3-day weeks and pensioners dropping dead like flies with hypothermia, while China emits more CO2 than the United States and every single European country combined. And yet we're still to blame.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
But electric cars are here to save the day. Problem being, they shut down all the coal plants to stop man, bear, pig, and now our country can no longer generate enough electricity to meet the demand. Under a new law set to be brought in next year, your home EV charger will be switched off during peak hours to avoid blackouts. The proposed law stipulates that electric car chargers installed at home or at the workplace may not function for up to 9 hours a day, to avoid overloading the national electricity grid. In addition to the 9 hours a day of downtime, authorities will be able to impose a randomized delay of 30 minutes on individual charges in certain areas to prevent grid spikes at other times. In other words, the government will ration your energy use, deciding when and how far you can drive. Doesn't matter, I hear you say. I drive a petrol car. Not from 2030, you don't, because to save the planet, the government is banning them. So no electricity for the electric cars, and no petrol for the petrol cars. Guess you'll be staying at home. Kind of like being under lockdown. And to top it all off, we're still being lectured by this eco-mentalist that we're not doing enough. An unelected activist who holds more power in Downing Street than the Prime Minister she's politically cuckolded. Meanwhile, CNN has created a creepy new phrase, before times, to normalise the sight of empty grocery shelves. Can you see where this is all heading? This is some proper third world shit. Welcome to the Great Reset. Government-approved travel hours, carbon rationing limits, food shortages, climate lockdowns, rolling blackouts. Sounds like a barrel of laughs. Also sounds like a technocrat control freak's wet dream.
So there you have it. As I mentioned in the video, we've got China, which emits double the amount of CO2 that America as a whole emits. The biggest emitter of CO2 in Europe is Germany, and that's less than 10 times the amount of carbon dioxide that China emits. And who is Greta Thunberg talking about? Who is she chastising? Who is she lecturing? Bringing New Zealand, a tiny little country, which emits an infinitesimal amount of carbon dioxide compared to China. It's a drop in the ocean. It's a drop in the ocean for the United Kingdom, and yet she's lecturing us. We literally have a prime minister who's married to an eco-mentalist, environmentalist wacko, who's pushing through this green economy, which is a complete disaster. Just look at what it did to Spain. 25% unemployment in Spain due to the green economy. 50% youth unemployment. It's a complete jobs killer. It's a quality of life killer. Which is why we see in the UK now, petrol shortages, gas shortages, because they've shut down all the clean burning coal plants. So we have to import it all from foreign countries. They're talking about a 3-day week. They're talking about school kids only being able to go to school for 3 days a week because they don't have the energy to heat the frigging buildings because they've shut down all the coal-fired plants. And yet we're being lectured. We've already shut down the entire industry and we're still being lectured. Meanwhile, as I said in the video, China literally accounts for half of the global coal burning emissions, half out of the entire world. And Greta Thunberg has next to nothing to say about China. She's lecturing New Zealand because everyone knows China's never going to change. And that's why they're going to become the new economic and military power. And yet they're not being called out for their drastically worse CO2 emissions. Of course, we know CO2 is plant food. The Earth thrived when we had higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, but the facts don't matter. It's all about you sacrificing your quality of life. While the technocrats can still fly on their private jets to Davos to lecture you about having a bath every single year. As I mentioned in that video, CNN uses creepy dystopian before times rhetoric to justify empty shelves. This is social engineering to make you believe that this is now normal. As I mentioned in the article, usually the out-of-stock percentages in U.S. grocery chains, big box stores, are about 7 to 10% depending on the product. After the pandemic and in recent days, they've risen to 18%. They're saying despite supposedly the lockdown restrictions being lifted, that is now the new normal. Questions are being asked of CNN after the network used the creepy dystopian phrase before times to describe a time pre-COVID when grocery shelves weren't empty. So again, they're trying to normalize this. They're trying to get people used to this, trying to get people to realize or to hide it under the rug, the fact that this is how your life is going to be from here on out. As I mentioned in the video, they've literally passed a law or are preparing to pass a law in the UK where the government will ban you from using your home electric charger to charge up your electric vehicle at peak hours for 9 hours during the day. Now, these electric vehicles can't even travel more than a certain distance because you have to constantly charge them over and over again. Now, for half of the day during the daytime, that's going to be banned entirely. And they're banning petrol and diesel cars from 2030 onwards. This is the Great Reset. This is the total control of your life. Tax by the mile surveillance tracking to make sure you don't go over your carbon emission allowance. This is about engineered scarcity. This is about absolute technocratic control of your life. As Robbie Starbuck tweeted, they say that before times like COVID is equivalent to Jesus, absolute lunatics. Harrison Crank said, interesting way of saying we will have food shortages in Joe Biden's America. Another respondent warned CNN would use the term to distract from the Biden administration's incompetence and blame any problems on the pandemic. Interestingly, that tweet has been deleted, which happens a lot of the time when I embed it in an article. Sometimes it says, this account has been suspended. Another respondent said they are laying the narrative groundwork to prepare you for a world of shortages, scarcity, and incompetence. This isn't an accident. That's precisely what it is. Seeing empty grocery shelves isn't something that should happen in Europe or America. This is third world crap, and the fact that they're trying to normalize it should be a massive red flag. We'll be back. Something's going to go wrong.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live in this final segment and we are pushed for time, so we're going to dive into this Dave Chappelle Netflix special issue because there are some updates on it. Of course, this new special, The Closer, came out at the end of last week. What most people don't know if they haven't seen the whole film is most of it is Dave Chappelle basically genuflecting and prostrating himself to the LGBT movement. But there was two jokes that he made against them, and that's what the controversy is based around, because, of course, they can't take a joke because it threatens their power monopoly. Many such cases throughout history of dictatorial movements that can't be made fun of because it threatens their very core. I'm going to come back and talk about some updates on this story, but first, here is the video, Dave Chappelle versus the mob. Screeching far-left mobs are lobbying Netflix to delete comedian Dave Chappelle's new special, The Closer, claiming it's transphobic. Wait a minute, what did Chappelle say? Must have been really bad, right?
This is a fact. Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth.
Oh my God, I'm literally shaking. He said what?
Gender was a fact.
No, cancel him. Civil rights groups and irate Twitter activists reacted with a perfectly calm and measured response by claiming that Chappelle was inciting the mass murder of transgender people. With 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States, the majority of whom are black transgender people,
Netflix should know better.
Really?
of more than a quarter of transgender people tried to commit suicide because of Netflix comedy specials. Or is there another reason for that figure being so high? Jacqueline Moore, who stars in Netflix's series Dear White People, threatened to stop working with Netflix as long as they continue to put out and profit from blatantly and dangerously transphobic content. Making fun of white people for their ethnicity remains perfectly fine, though.
Dear Dave Chappelle, transgender comedians can take a joke, but why are you so unfunny?
Can take a joke? Yeah, normally people who can take a joke don't literally lobby to ban jokes about them.
Meet the new Dave Chappelle, misogynistic, anti-trans and socially irresponsible.
And there I was thinking comedy was about being funny. Now it must amplify the deranged identity politics activist dogma of the mob, or they'll organise to have it censored. You know, because they're so good at taking a joke. But how did the general public respond to Chappelle's new special? 96% positive audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Read it and weep, losers. Dave Chappelle has lost his way.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, but the mainstream critics don't like it. You mean the same mainstream critics who fawned over Cuties, a literal pedo movie, while claiming that Joker was slightly above average at best. They gave Chappelle's previous special the same treatment, but the ordinary punters still loved it. Given that they banned audience reviews of the Fauci propaganda movie entirely, I'm surprised they didn't do the same to Chappelle. Can't get any bad reviews if you don't allow reviews. Genius! Part of the backlash to people like Chappelle and Ricky Gervais challenging the increasingly monopolistic cultural power of the alphabet people is woke comedians asserting that they're punching down and attacking helpless, underrepresented minority communities. Take a look at this example from British comedian James Acaster, who, despite not being funny, has been lavishly rewarded with a big mainstream platform.
They walk straight on stage, top of their specials sometimes, do 10 solid minutes just slagging off transgender people. Oh yeah, because you know it's been long overdue a challenge? The trans community. Oh, they've had their guard down for too long, if you ask me. They'll all be checking their privilege on the way home now, thanks to you. You brave little sis boy!
The entire foundation of this joke is based on the premise that the LGBT lobby is some kind of persecuted anti-establishment underground resistance movement. Now that is funny. In reality, the LGBT movement is the establishment. Their flag is literally flown over every government building and cultural institution, and now even outside US embassies. The trans flag literally flew over Parliament Square in London for an entire month this summer. Because what could be more edgy and anti-establishment than having your colours proudly displayed in the capital city of a major country by the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors? Oh my god, so edgy. In the UK, you can literally be arrested and thrown in prison for making playful jokes about trans people. A 50-year-old mother in Scotland was charged with a transphobic hate crime after she retweeted an image of a suffragette ribbon. People face scorn, intimidation and harassment. Famili insisting that women's spaces in sports shouldn't be dominated by biological men. Glenn Greenwald was savaged by Twitter mobs merely for discussing the results of a Gallup poll on trans identification. In the UK, our two major establishment political parties are afraid of using the word woman for fear of offending the trans lobby. When your movement has the power to control thought by changing language, when you can rely on the power of the media to dehumanize and destroy your critics, while relying on the power of the state to have them arrested, that kind of suggests that you're not an oppressed minority group anymore, and that in fact, you are the establishment.
There are some people that should be afraid of me, and that they are, because I represent moderation and diversity. I have power. They can't take it away from me.
So no. People like Ricky Gervais and Dave Chappelle aren't punching down if they make a joke about trans issues or express an opinion on gender. They're punching up. These groups wield enormous political, cultural, and censorial power. They are the new establishment. And let's be clear, just like J.K. Rowling, it's not like Dave Chappelle's some right-wing bigot, is it? Last year, he devoted an entire Netflix special to George Floyd, BLM, and the history of slavery. Chappelle has made fun of white people, black people, everyone. You know, like comedians are supposed to, which just goes to show, you take on these people merely by cracking a joke about them, and you're in the firing line.
No matter what you do in your artistic expression, you are never, ever allowed to upset
the alphabet people.
But here's the good news. Despite Chappelle being viciously targeted by an extremist minority mob, a faction which, despite being relatively small in number, can rely on the institutionalized protection of government, the entertainment industry, Silicon Valley, and even the military-industrial complex, Chappelle's view is shared by the vast majority of sensible people. By daring to be a voice for those people, and by proudly proclaiming himself to be Team Turf, Chappelle threatens to disarm their power monopoly. And that's what really threatens them.
I'm Team Turf!
I agree, man. Gender is a fact.
Well, there you have it. And we have updates on this vital, pressing cultural issue today. Postmillennial reports Netflix fires 3 employees who tried to force their way into an executive meeting over Dave Chappelle's alleged transphobia. And again, I've seen other clips of this special, and people who watch the entire thing have told me he spends half of the special genuflecting and basically bigging up transgender people and saying he doesn't want to offend them, he loves them. And then there are 2 little segments where he has a little poke at them and basically says, no, people should still be able to argue that biological gender exists. And they've literally had purple-haired, obese social justice warriors, as you can see in this article, try to force their way into an executive meeting where the company discussed how they should handle comedian Dave Chappelle's stand-up special. The good news is that Netflix stands by Dave Chappelle after calls for censorship. This is at reclaimthenet.org. In a rare win for free speech in the current online climate, Netflix co-CEO Ted Sandross said that the Dave Chappelle special released last week will not be cancelled because of artistic freedom. Bearing in mind that people like Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais are, because of their massive platform, kind of privileged outliers, the vast majority of comedians, the vast majority of political commentators who poke fun at the alphabet people, who try to argue with them, are viciously defamed or pursued on social media or demonized or monstered, in some cases in European countries, or literally arrested by the police. So Dave Chappelle's going to be fine, Ricky Gervais is going to be fine, the people who don't get that kind of media attention aren't going to be fine, and that's where the battle really lies. Meanwhile, we'll go through a few rapid-fire headlines here at the end of the show. Ryan Bowman, Shrewsbury Town striker in hospital after heart palpitations, he is a footballer in England. Mysteriously, a 29-year-old healthy, fit athlete suffered heart palpitations in the middle of a match. Gee, I wonder what happened there. Wonder why that happened. Meanwhile, a quarter of Football League players say they won't get vaccinated. That's a very big problem because, of course, they're high-performance professional athletes. They are obsessed with health and fitness and what they put into their bodies. If they're not being the example for how everybody should take the coronavirus jab, then that is a big problem for the establishment. But there are still many holdouts, including people in the NBA. Brooklyn Nets ban Kyrie Irving from playing until he gets the COVID-19 vaccine. We've seen a lot of eloquent NBA players speak out on why they have a greater chance of having serious complications from the vaccine compared to the virus itself. That's it for the show. Coming up is warroomsummit.news. Goodbye here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.